I really like this time of year, this springtime. It's full of new life and new possibilities, and I just think that's so cool, especially after the winter we just had, which was unusually long and cold and snowy. For this photo, we have there's this tree that we have in our front yard, and it was just starting to come alive the other day. And some leaves had already formed, some were just little buds, and others were somewhere in between. And I thought this particular bunch of leaves looked like some hands folded in prayer. And I thought it was fitting for this time of year. In a few days, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He died and his body was sealed in a tomb, but 3 days later, he emerged victorious over death. And I thought this tree was a nice visual metaphor for the resurrection of Christ. This tree appears to die in autumn. It doesn't actually die, but outward visible signs of life are gone. And several months later, new life springs forth from what was once appeared to be a dead tree, even though the tree wasn't dead. There's sap and other things flowing inside, but you have this sense of renewal and new life. And I thought that's especially fitting at this time where we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. About this photo specifically, though, there were a couple things to consider. First was the framing. Where was the light coming from? Where should I position myself? And what was the context for the picture? I tried first taking a picture of this bundle of leaves with sort of in isolation against a blue sky. But it wasn't that interesting because there was no context for what was happening. All you saw was just this green bunch of leaves and no sense that it was connected to something larger. So I moved around to the other side of the tree, and there were a couple other bunches of leaves like this. I was able to find another clump of emerging leaves with the tree in the background, and I thought that made it much more interesting visually to look at. I shot this at ISO 200 on my D200, on my old Nikon D200. That ISO 100 and 200 give the best results with super low noise and the most color information. So you get these really nice, rich colors on that old camera. And I used an f2.8 aperture. F4 was okay, but it was hard to draw the viewer's eyes to this one particular element of the photo at f4. F2.8 was a little more bokeh in the background, a little more background blur. F1.8 would have been just a little too much. You wouldn't have had a sense of context. But F2.8, you get the leaves. Immediately you're drawn to the leaves on the left. And then you start to look and you see there's a couple other clumps on the right. And there's this larger tree behind. And so I thought that particular aperture, it gave the sense that it gave what I was looking for. I also like in the bottom left, there's that little, it's like a diagonal branch on the extreme bottom left, almost like the edge of a circular frame, as it were. And I thought that was a cool way for the photo to sort of naturally frame itself, for the subject of the photo to naturally be framed. There's actually similar elements on the top left and the bottom right. There's those branches that on those three sides of the photo kind of make this visual circular oval-shaped frame around the photo. I thought that was pretty cool. If I remember right, I didn't crop this either. A lot of my photos, I crop just a little bit to get the subject in the exact spot I want, but I don't think I cropped this. I could go back and look, but I don't think I did. And that's hard to do. Some people say that true photographers don't crop anything, and you really got it right, get it right in camera the first time. I don't consider myself a true photographer, just a guy who likes to take pictures. But I also don't see the problem with cropping anything. If the picture isn't exactly how you want, then clip something off. It's still an image. You haven't really changed anything about the image, so go ahead and crop it. The lesson that I kind of take away from this photo, though, is look closer. I think that's a tagline to an old Sam Mendes movie called American Beauty. But it's true. I have seen trees go through this stage for decades, but I haven't really paid much attention. And this particular tree, we've owned our house for 5 years, and I've seen it go through a cycle every spring, but I never really looked up close to see what was happening. And the lesson for me in taking this photo is if you look closer to the world around you, you're going to find these amazing details that you never saw before. And some of them might even make a good photo opportunity. But really, it's just a way to learn more about creation and more about life and the world around us. And if you happen to have a camera with you, great.